This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All righty, let's get to our job in this hour. The DJ Veers are here to go through the talk radio roundup. DJ Veers include Doug Steffen, that'd be me, Jennifer Horn, that'd be her, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, we're all here at the ready with the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine and the list of the top 10 people being discussed on news talk radio stations according to the surveys done by the staff and management of Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists. They will be posted at our website and Facebook page, and also Talk Radio Countdown Show page, and also at talkers.com. So there you go. Number 10 on the story list, our relationship with China, and I guess to a lesser extent foreign policy, Russia comes into that. That's been an ongoing focus as well. It should be, because this week a lot of attention was placed on the reports as to who really was responsible and how the whole business of COVID got started. There's a lot of whitewashing going on, obviously, by the Chinese and their interests, but I think people are not being fooled by that. Did you ladies come up with anything? Did you see anything that was extraordinary, or pretty much all fingers are pointing in the same direction? And not that it's a surprise to us, but it seems to be, oh, really? The Chinese are responsible? Hello, are you on the planet? You know what's going on? So, I don't know. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Just think it's the protection. I think it's unfortunate because I think we're going to get back into business with the World Health Organization again. And the World Health Organization, I think, it sounds like a great idea if it was operating honestly and truthfully. And I think that the Chinese government has just received so much cover from the World Health Organization that it's troublesome, because how do we ever hold them accountable if everybody's kind of tiptoeing around, not really holding them accountable? I mean, that's the issue.
And who's everybody? You
know, the world governments. And it's not just our country that needs to be on board. It needs to be everybody. And forget the fact that, you know, I mean, obviously we all believe what we believe about how the virus started out, whether it was an accident or whether it was purposeful or whatever. Whatever we believe, the point is that it broke out in China first, and the Chinese government decided to hold back information from the rest of the world, information that could have been very helpful.
And we agree on that, right? Like, does everybody agree on that?
Yeah.
That's when we're looking for like the moderate opinion. I mean, because it's really, I mean, we all, I think, have very strong feelings here about, you know, whether it was an accident or whether it wasn't, and why it was created and who was linked to it and all that stuff. But forget it, because until we actually know, we don't know. We all just have opinions. But what we do know and what we can't quantify is that there are thousands and thousands and thousands, maybe millions of people who are no longer accounted for in China through cell phone records that have never been reported as COVID deaths. Now, it could be coincidental, but that seems highly unlikely. And the fact that the World Health Organization told people that it was not spread via droplets, remember? I mean, there was just so much bad and erroneous information that came out early on. That's the problem for me, I think. And I think the rest of the world, too.
Number 9 on the list, the focus on social media bias. Didn't we see someplace this week where Facebook had done something in Australia? I'm trying to remember what it was, because there's so much going on.
They're cutting down all news sources.
That was it, because they don't want to pay for them.
Right? And I haven't had a chance to actually dig into exactly why or what the reasoning is, but the headline anyway was that they were pulling all the news sites out of Australia, and also that they were starting to mark like climate news and COVID news also, as they were doing with election stuff.
What do you mean mark it? What does that mean, Jen?
You remember during the election cycle how they were marking stuff that whoever working at Twitter or Facebook deemed to be fake? Well, they're doing the same thing now with COVID and climate. And so a lot of people are just upset that they're putting their thumb on the scale, because there were plenty of stories that I saw floating around that COVID marked as fake for whatever reason that didn't turn out to be fake, including, you know, some of the stuff.
Well, they also want Facebook wants the wants the tech companies to pay for the news. I mean, Australia, sorry, wants the companies like Facebook to pay for news on their platforms. They take a lot of news. We see that, you know, here all over the place. Yahoo, Facebook, you name it. They're all, they sort of coagulate all the news stories and put them together on one single platform. And so the people over there wanted to pay. That'll be interesting to see how that works out. Immigration reform is number 8 on the list as we work our way toward number 1 on this week's list of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I was just thinking as I was walking back up to the studio about what we had talked earlier this morning about which side of the aisle you're on and who's done good things. And I still think that a lot of the things that were done by Trump to focus on fixing the problem, even though a little heavy-handed, it was paying attention to it. And then with COVID, everything sort of fell apart. I think now there are a lot of people who are waiting to get into this country, and we are concerned, I think many of us, about just folks coming in and getting a shot that aren't entitled to getting a shot. And so what about...
I have not heard about vaccinating immigrants coming in from the border at all.
They're starting
to have to take a test.
Is it today?
Anybody who is an ICE detainee is now, I guess the people who are in detention are the ones who will be given the vaccine.
Okay, so if they're in like... Okay, that makes more sense. Yes.
All right, so the next one, number 7, race relations, and I'm going to repeat something that I said earlier because there has been a lot of focus in the House this week on reparations. A bill is moving forward. Well, I don't know how far it's going to get, but I know that my friend and Jennifer's friend, Larry Elder, who's a broadcaster, does a syndicated program every afternoon around the country. I worked with him at KABC back in the 90s. He always has had sort of a contrarian, not what the average black person thinks. And he recoils at that even because who is the average black person? That's a good question. Anyway, he said in testimony this week that it's wrong to take money from people who never owned slaves and give it to people who never were slaves. It may be that simplistic, but it pretty much makes the point. Now, there are other things that are going on that we ought to be paying attention to. Police and their attitude toward black people in general, some parts of the country, it's a real problem. In educational opportunity, I mean, there's a lot of systemic racism. I never thought I'd use that term.
He would disagree with you on that, actually. He'd disagree with you. I don't think he acknowledges...
systemic racism?
Yeah.
Well,
he did, yeah.
I know. Well, why are more black people?
I think that he must come from a very privileged point of view.
He does, actually.
Well, I don't. Right, then
he
it's
comes
a privilege.
From nothing. Came from Cleveland.
Well, then he's ill-informed. Then I don't know. That's ridiculous for him to say. Well, it's ridiculous for any black person to say that there is no systemic racism in this country.
But why?
White people recognize it.
But that doesn't mean that in their wheelhouse that it is. You see it that way, and I might see it that way, but that doesn't mean everybody sees it that way.
Well, then you know what? Congratulations to him. That he has never experienced racism, that he's
I think he has experienced it, frankly. Yeah. But anyway,
I don't want to speak for him because I think it would be a better time for him to speak
for himself. I don't even
know
who this guy is. I'm just saying that seems
he's
like a pretty preposterous.
Pretty big guy in talk radio and TV. Was a TV judge, all that kind of stuff.
He was a judge. That's right.
Yeah, moral
court. Forget about that. Yeah, right. It's pretty funny.
I'd like to do it again, I think.
Well, I would guess that his opinion is probably in the vast, vast minority then.
Well, I think he takes his opinion from numbers, and the fact is that he, or at least the way he presents it, is that everybody has developed this idea of systemic racism on fake numbers, because there are no numbers that indicate nationally what arrests really look like in this country. It's all extrapolated numbers about whether or not more black people are being arrested in contrast to the amount of crimes committed. So I think when it comes to crime and police, he makes a really good point, and that's a point that I've tried to make before, and that is that everybody has derived their opinion from whatever narrative they're being fed. There is no national counter of
arrests. I'm going to feed you
this
narrative, and then we'll take a break. My narrative is that there are way too many black people in jail that ought not to be there for minor offenses that white people are not put in jail for. Well, whatever, bail reform or, you know, using drugs, whatever it is, there are plenty of examples of things not being equal. Having said that, however, there are a lot of that you can say about poor people. You can say it about rich people who are now being called on to pay more taxes than probably they should. So it's around the corner and up the street, wherever it goes. Severe weather is next in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets. All right, so number 6 on the countdown list is the focus on the weather in Texas, the power grid, and how some people are blaming it on climate change, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. We've talked about this a lot this week on the DJV program, and I think that it is, I don't know, it just, at this point, pointing fingers, what is that? My expression, I used to have this sign in my office, fix the problem, not the blame. Even though there's been, there's plenty of blame to go around.
That's what I was trying to get out in an earlier hour of the show. It's not about politics or who's right or who's wrong. The fact that it has become a national conversation and used as a catalyst to either support your claims about climate change or harden your opposition to the idea of climate. I mean, right now, look, there's room for that, and that'll happen in a week. Like, we'll get there, and we can fight about turbines and all that stuff, but right now the problem is that people are really suffering, and I don't know. It's just, it's crazy to me. And I guess we have the luxury because we're not there. Many of us, all of us, on the show are not there. So we have the luxury of talking about turbines and whoever's right and wrong and stupid Ted Cruz when everybody else is freezing. So,
well, I think, there's that. And what are people going to do immediately about not just getting their electricity back? It shows you how dependent we are on these sorts of resources. But the question comes, and I think it's a legitimate question, as to why Texas took themselves out of the power grid that the rest of the country is sort of on.
Well, they were able to escape a lot of regulations that were on the federal level. So
right, it's all about
simple.
Oil. It's all about oil in that circumstance. Okay, number 5 on our look at the top 10 stories is a focus on governors. Cuomo, Newsom, I think are the two main ones there, although Ted Cruz plays into this politicians under fire. I'm not quite sure I understand the Cuomo thing. I get the Newsom thing. He's just bad. He's a bad guy, bad dude, shouldn't be there, should never have been elected. Cuomo, there seems to be
nursing homes.
Yeah, I know.
Cuomo's getting a lot of heat, and he apparently, allegedly, called and started threatening Democrats who were speaking out against him. And somebody came out, a Democrat came out and said that he threatened to ruin my career if I came out and spoke out against him.
Swell. 21 after the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Friday 3 at the hour of the Talk Radio Review with the DJV Show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffens. So, Jay, on our social media platforms, we have Twitter at DJV Show, et cetera, Facebook.com/DJV Show. How many of these things, when it comes to social media, the bias, maybe that's a good question to ask in and of itself. Number 9 item, what do you think? Social media, is social media biased? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've asked that question, and a lot of people do say it is. People who are for things typically decide that, you know, they're for it, and they agree. But people who are against anything are super angry about it, I've noticed.
So, and what's the anger angle here in terms of it? Just being curbed,
having
people...
It comes across with the discussion of freedom of speech, and especially with different platforms kicking people off. You know, why do they get to decide who should get kicked off, and why are some people getting kicked off for less things when people got kicked off for more?
Yeah, are you considering getting off of Facebook or Twitter because of their stance on the First Amendment? That's a fairly legitimate question, don't you think, ladies?
They have no stance on the First Amendment. The First Amendment has nothing to do with private companies. It's about government censorship.
But people think it does, though.
Well,
Victoria,
people need to be better informed then we need to keep saying it until people learn.
It's very basic. Information from other people's opinions on Facebook. Yeah. Actually, look at the news, look at articles, read the journals.
Right.
Do your research. Read
the Constitution. It's very simple.
They're in this gray area, though, where they've become a utility. And if, for instance, if phone companies stopped phone calls coming to you from, people who voted
China.
For Biden or Trump or China or whatever, then we'd be really ticked off because they're a utility and they're not supposed to do that. They're not making that decision. And social media is in this gray area where they are a private company, but they are operating now as a utility and people use them as a communication platform. And I think that's where the outrage comes from.
All in favor of them being recategorized, and I think Section 230 being repealed, that's something
important. What's
Section 230 being repealed, it basically protects them so that they have no liability for what people say on their platforms. It was started in 1996.
Yeah.
The Internet
Telecommunication
wasn't even
Act.
Yeah, it wasn't even a the internet wasn't even really a thing yet, except Al Gore apparently invented it. But beyond that, no one, the internet in 1996, no one could ever even fathom where we are today with what the internet has become, what social media wasn't a thing. So this is a very, very outdated section that needs to be repealed. Biden's in favor of it. A lot of people on the right are in favor of it. I think just eliminate that and then decide once and for all, are these companies, are they utilities like Jen said, or are they private entities where everyone has to, I mean, we all check off the box. We all have agreed to the user terms. No one seems to remember that when they want to complain about freedom of speech, which does not apply to anything in the private sector.
Unfortunately, I think people are just looking for an element of consistency, and what Twitter and Facebook have failed on is consistently operating in the same way. They allow certain threats and certain bad statements, not others. And so I think that is upsetting to people because everybody's looking for the hypocrite police these days.
Right. And the newest audit of Facebook during the election was sort of surprising. A lot of people don't want to hear it. But if you were spreading misinformation from even Trump himself, those posts were not flagged. And they were flagged on Twitter, and on Facebook they were allowed to go. So there's a bias on the left, you know, for Twitter, and on the right for Facebook. So everybody is biased, and there is no one standard.
I don't know if anybody's going to say that Zuckerberg is any conservative. I don't know where that's not coming
from. Oh, yes, he is.
Zuckerberg?
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter, though, about him. But this is an independent audit that was done. I'll send you guys the study. It was pretty telling. Yeah. And everybody who was spreading misinformation, basically retweeting Trump himself, none of that got flagged. So
the question is, who determines misinformation? That's the problem.
Man, it's getting so cloudy and gray. That area is so cloudy and gray these days. 28 after the hour, we continue another.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While power has been restored for millions of Texans who have been without it in the bitter cold, the nightmare is not over. Millions don't have access to safe water, and residents looking for bottled water say they arrived to stores with bare shelves and long lines. About 13 million people were under orders Thursday to boil tap water in wake of treatment plants failing. The United States on Friday will begin rolling back one of President Trump's strictest immigration policies. Of the estimated 25,000 asylum seekers who have been forced to wait in Mexico for their cases to be heard, Biden officials say they expect eventually to process 300 people a day at two U.S. ports of entry. 34-year-old Bonnie Jacobson, a waitress in Brooklyn, New York, says she was fired when she declined a COVID-19 vaccine. She was let go from the Red Hook Tavern after responding to an email from her employer requiring all employees receive the vaccine in order to stay employed. Bonnie says she supports the vaccine but felt not enough research has been done in pregnant women. USA Radio News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
We got to save more. The people out of the limousine. Ready to wipe out.
Prince Markie D., one-third of the famous 80s hip-hop group The Fat Boys, has died suddenly on Thursday in Miami, Florida. A cause of death is pending. Prince Markie D. was 52 years old. The fastest rover ever has landed safely in a crater on Mars. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
After a seven-month, 292-million-mile journey, NASA's fastest and best-equipped rover ever, Perseverance, touched down safely on Mars.
It's amazing, and I want to start by congratulating the NASA workforce and our contractors, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, all of the partners that helped put this together. What an amazing day for NASA and for the United States. Your level of excitement, Neil, is palpable, and I hope all of America feels that same way.
Former NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstein speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The astrobiology rover was first announced by NASA in December of 2012. The Perseverance rover's design was derived from the Curiosity rover, and it uses many components already fabricated and tested in addition to new scientific instruments and a core drill. The rover also boasts 19 cameras and two microphones, allowing for audio recording of the Martian environment. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get back into it here, the DJV program, with a focus on the hot hits and news talk radio. We do it every week at this time as a complimentary hour to the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. We have the stories that Michael and his staff have put together at Talkers, and so we're going through those. We'll have some discussion about some of the people on the list as time allows. Number three this week is the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Probably could spend the rest of the half hour talking about Limbaugh, the pros, the cons, the ups, the downs, stuff that is obvious about him of late, but early on in his career, I spent a good deal of time on this program talking about my relationship with him early on. Most everybody in news talk radio or talk radio has got a story about Limbaugh, and that's appropriate because he affected all of our lives and all of our listeners.
Can we talk about the story that I didn't know about him? Because sure. I think it's the best story that I've heard, and that is that he had a great friendship with Elton John. Had you guys heard about that?
Yes. Elton sang at his wedding. His wife asked that he sing at the wedding, and Elton John said, are you sure?
What year was this? 2010.
About 10 years ago.
And yeah, that's, he gave $1 million to, he gave Elton John $1 million and donated it to AIDS research.
Did he make a public apology to all the people who died from AIDS that he celebrated on the air?
I don't know, maybe it doesn't
go necessarily. Yeah. Remember, even though there are, let's see, how can I phrase this and make it sound real? What Limbaugh and I talked about when we were early on pups, we both started doing a syndicated program about the same time in the fall of 1988. And that was our connection for the next 3 years or so. We were always talking back and forth through each other. I was much more political then than I am now on the air. And although his stuff, after he really got settled in and comfortable with what he was doing, then he became more controversial. But the idea that he was all about what he said, not necessarily true. He said oftentimes in circumstances where there are other broadcasters, hey, it's a show. I'm an entertainer. I'm doing things. Is everything that I say on the air what I really believe? No. But then, you know, a lot of it, because his followers really wanted to believe that everything he said was gospel, that he sort of became bigger than life. But in reality, he was a very generous guy. He gave millions of dollars to lots of different, whether they were conservative causes or the AIDS thing. And, yeah, I mean, whether he was on the air, somebody that sounded like an SOB when it came to, and what his real, see, that the question is, what are his real values? Did he give Elton John $1 million for his AIDS research charity because he felt guilty about what he said on the air? Or did he really, in some closet fashion, approve of what Elton John? Elton John was asked, if you want to know the whole story, now that Jennifer brings it up, Elton John was asked by his wife-to-be, Catherine, asked Elton John, and they were at some event, I can't remember what it was, but he was asked by Catherine to sing at their wedding. And he said, are you sure? and she said, yeah. And then Limbaugh said, yes, we would like you really to sing at our wedding. So he did, and it was quite the affair. If you see some of the pictures that have been around this week, lots of pictures of Limbaugh at all stages of his career, and a picture of he and his wife at the wedding, and you know the whole Elton John thing, and people being surprised that he was the entertainment as well because of what Victoria just said. But I think it's very difficult to put somebody. You judge people on whatever you want to judge them on. You judge them on what they say. And so he's held very, very controversial and pretty upsetting views on the air. But as he's speaking to, there's been a controversy about guys like Mark Levin. And when his bosses told him to stop the stuff about the election because it wasn't true, et cetera, he said, I'm not really, it's the show. I'm telling people that are listening to me what they want to hear. Is it necessarily true? You got to make up your own mind. So there's that gray area. And the problem with it, not just from Limbaugh's point of view or Levin or whoever's on the air, is that people, they don't get it in a sense. And maybe there should be more responsibility. Maybe, there used to be the fairness doctrine and it existed when it went out. That's when Limbaugh came in. Limbaugh could never have existed in a circumstance where there was the so-called fairness doctrine, but it was thrown out in 1987 and Limbaugh's program began in 1988, as did mine. But I wasn't controversial at the time and knew, once in a while I'll say something that gets me thrown off a station here and there, but certainly not cut out of the same cloth as some of these guys are. And it's because I don't care to be in that category. It's just I don't want the program to sound like that.
But you're authentic, and you also don't say things that you don't believe.
I get that.
And you're not an actor, and you're not,
This is a business, Victoria, and I have been much less successful in the business than Limbaugh because he catered to an audience. And so
I'd rather be less successful and be authentic.
Well, I understand that. I get it. I get that from you, but a lot of people in business don't see it that way. And they want to get somebody that's going to, it's like playing the hits. When you play the top 30 songs, the top 40 songs, you play them over and over and over again because that's what people want to hear. And that's really what talk radio has become, playing the hits. So at any rate, but Limbaugh leaves a huge hole. I think that there's going to be, it'll be very interesting. They're going to leave I don't even know who it is. It's somebody who's going to sort of be the the corraler of conversation. Jennifer, do you know who it is who's sitting in there now that's going to basically, they're going to do Rush. They're going to go back.
I can't remember got who all it is, but it's the same guy who's been doing kind of like a DJ thing where he kind of intros some
right.
of the best of.
They're going to take, right. They're going to take stuff that applies to whatever conversation there is because they have thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of Limbaugh's program. So they'll just take it. It's all categorized. I remember, and this is just an anecdotal talk radio thing, people who remember Bruce Williams, Bruce, you girls probably don't remember Bruce Williams, but he was the number one guy at night from 8 to 11 for years and years and years and years, did a syndicated program. And I remember going into his studio, because he was notorious for having entanglements while he was on the air, inviting guests to come up to the studio, and he'd disappear for a while with the guests. And I remember when I went into the main studio, we used to call them cartridges, carts. There were recorded phone conversations, thousands of them, that when Bruce decided to take a walk, they would just play those like, you know, they were calling in on the air right then and there. So there are, with a lot of us, I don't know how much we have categorized or how much we have put aside. I don't usually much save stuff. But there is, with a lot of these broadcasters, there's that sort of stuff. And you can almost make it feel like it's being done now, even though it may have been said 10 years ago. So that's what they're going to do with the Limbaugh program moving forward for a while. Because, frankly, it's a cash cow for that network, and they have nobody that even comes close. They've asked Hannity to, I think there was a discussion about moving Hannity into that slot, and he said, nope, I'm staying where I am. Whoever comes in after Rush, no matter how long they play this out, and they do the Rush, they do the Rush archives, and it could be, you know, as long as it gives them good ratings, they'll keep doing it. And when it stops and they put somebody else in there, that person, no matter who it is, I wouldn't want to be in that shot. I wouldn't want to be there because it won't work. You got to reconnoiter that whole thing. There will never be another Limbaugh because he was very unique. Like him or not, he did things for this band, the AM band, now FM, but for radio. That hadn't been done. And the guy that was behind him, a guy named Ed McLaughlin, who heard, actually a consultant that I was using, my friend Bob Kay is listening right now, and he remembers Bruce Marr because he and I both used him as a consultant at our stations when we were running stations in the mid-80s. He was a genius when it came to consulting and understanding what the new world of talk radio was all about. And he lived in Reno, Nevada, and he could hear the Sacramento station at his house. So he's listening to this guy Limbaugh, and he says, wow, this guy's got something. So he brings him to this guy McLaughlin, who's looking for somebody to syndicate, and says, you got to listen to this guy. And that's how they all got together. They shared the first 5 years of the broadcast. It was a three-way partnership between Limbaugh, McLaughlin, and Bruce Marr. And then after that, Bruce Marr was bought out, and it was just Rush and McLaughlin. And when they were bought out by Premier, each of them got $70 million. That's how much the Premier paid to get Limbaugh to their network. And he's been worth easily $100 million a year or more in billing for that network. So that's why they keep that's why you'll continue to hear the Rush Limbaugh stuff, because that's, you know, it's kind of about money. It isn't kind of, it is about money. All right, in a moment or two, we're going to talk or focus on the power struggle within the GOP. It's now 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-254-5040. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-254-5040. 800-254-5040. 800-254-5040. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
when it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. All right, continue on. I got to say something. Again, thank you, Victoria, for saying that what I say is genuine because I am somebody who's not been smart enough to sometimes curb my enthusiasm for certain thoughts. I am appalled. There's a new talk host. I don't know, Jennifer, if you've heard him. His name is Jesse Kelly. I've only heard him once, and he didn't impress me. But he's been all the company that syndicates him has bought ads on all the trades celebrating Limbaugh's legacy. It's so thinly veiled that it's disgusting. They're trying to get a name associated with someone who could replace Rush, or their goal is to get the stations who may be confused about what they're going to do going forward, and okay, here's Jesse Kelly, maybe we can put him on. It makes me nauseous, frankly. Guys like this, they just, it's, I don't know, maybe that's too inside baseball, but guys like that give me a pain in you know where. All right. Number two, the power struggle. Jennifer, who's going to win? What's going on in the grand old party? Is it the Trumpsters that win, or is it the other side?
You know, I got to tell you, I think the power struggle is a construct of the mainstream news media. I don't really think.
Maybe it is.
That I mean, everybody's like, oh, the Republican Party is split in two. Well, okay, you've got a couple of people that we probably would have considered part of the swamp, like the Mitch McConnells and the Liz Cheneys of the world, who voted to convict or to try
to
impeach Trump.
I don't think Liz Cheney
That's
is
fine.
Part of the swamp. I do.
Oh, trust me. McConnell. With Dick Cheney as her dad? Yeah.
Well, I've never liked him, but there's something about her. Anyway, go ahead.
Swamp creatures. But anyway, so, I mean, I don't know. If you look at the new polling that's out, and I can't believe we're talking about 2024, and it's early, of all the candidates that have been put on the list, 53% wanted to see Trump. The next highest, 6% for Donald Trump Jr. So this
I think
party,
people just haven't gotten over that yet.
No, it's
I think
early
in
yet.
6 months, I think that will wear off. And
I don't think Trump
else
is going to run.
Honestly,
I don't think Trump will run
the
again.
Contribution, so whoever runs will have to do the populist style that Trump did. It is not going away. The Republican Party was literally saved, and you may disagree. I can hear it already. But you may disagree. It was literally
from
saved
me,
by
former Republicans
Trump.
Like me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, Nikki Haley's trying to do that with her
she's
statement.
Never going to get the vote.
I'm like Trump, except for the bad stuff.
But she's so dumb, though, because she came out and said bad things about Trump, and now she's begging him for a meeting. I mean, it's like within the week.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, because she feels it. She knows. She knows she stepped in it.
Yeah. All right, number one, the COVID thing. Man, what is there left to be said about it's become redundant, repetitive. I know that you both have been on me, all three of you, this week. Not stay with the COVID story. I think in terms of national conversation, we've kind of owned that story because everybody else is doing the GOP stuff, the Republican and Democratic stuff. I wanted to focus on the COVID. That's not going to go away. Whether we keep it on the top of the list or not remains to be seen, but it is on the top of the list this week. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour now. It's Car Talk time. Yes, it is, boys and girls. This is the new generation of Car Talk with Nick Miles here from our AutoExpert.com. The best new cars and trucks. Maybe, well, wait a minute. Before we get to that list, I kind of have a chuckle. The situation is probably not something to chuckle about, but it is kind of a chuckler. The situation with the winter storms in Texas and Oklahoma and all through that whole belt with the ice and power being off. So how do you folks that have electric cars like this situation? How are you digging your electric car now? Sorry. Seriously. Okay?
Yeah, well, wasn't such a great idea, I think.
Am I right or not? I mean, am I right? Huh?
Well, it goes both ways, doesn't it? I guess you have a diesel vehicle, too. That diesel doesn't run so well in frozen conditions either. So
no, it gets
gas
right.
Is the best idea.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, anyway, I just thought I was interested to get your point of view. Speaking of electric cars, Jaguar is going to be all electric by 2025, and I see the Rover is going to make their first all-electric model, I guess, that year as well. I'm trying to figure out what my Rover would be like with an electric engine, and I don't think it's going to be something that I'm going to get excited about. What about you?
Well, you know, they're fun. They're fun to drive when they're electric. They don't make the sounds I wish they made. I mean, if they made sounds like video games, I'd be much happier. You know, like they had laser beams and stuff, I'd be much happier. But then there's this whole cold weather thing. You're absolutely right, Doug. When it gets cold, batteries don't perform very well. They drain real quickly. They don't charge really well. And then, of course, when your family's heat goes out and you're cold, you're freezing cold, we always used to go to the car and sit in the car and warm up and get blankets, and that used to be our place of refuge. Well, that doesn't really work so well when you have an electric car anymore. So no, you're sort of, your place of refuge is gone. So we need to come up with an idea. Hybrids still work. I mean, you can have the plug-in electric and the gas car in hybrid.
Right.
Maybe we rush to all electric a little early.
When I rent a car, like this weekend I rent a car at LAX, I usually look for a hybrid. I usually rent a hybrid because I think it's kind of, I want to have that experience. I just kind of want to figure out how it all works. And by the way, with what you just said, a word of caution, a couple of people, I think there were four or five people that died this week actually down there because they went into their garage, they turned on the car. And the fact that people don't know what comes out of the tailpipe, and they leave the door closed. It's just, it is egregious that people don't know how cars work and what happens. A young mother and her daughter, the ones I'm thinking of, they get in a car, they turn it on, and in 4 hours they're dead because they didn't open up the garage door.
Horrible.
That's, it's like, and that used to be common sense, didn't it? When we grew up, didn't we all know that? Didn't people have that?
I mean, there's plenty of things that I'm stupid about, too. Like, don't let me loosen the kitchen. So it's the same sort of thing. Like, I know how to run a car, but I don't know how to run a frying pan. So it's the same thing. Yeah, you just got to be very, very careful if you call. Although I was quite happy to see that some guy who bought a brand new Ford F-150, the one that has the generator in the back, was running his whole house off the back of the F-150. So I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's cool.
Very clever. Very clever. But unfortunately, I was out without power for 4 days. Luckily, I had a 3,800-watt generator out the back, or a 3,800 generator out the back. I managed to survive with a gas fire, but unfortunately, not everybody is in the same boat.
Well,
the refuge, of course, is always a car.
In New England, I just find it, because of what I do and I work out of my home, I can't not have electricity. So I put a big generator in that takes care of all the power if the power goes out. But not everybody's going to do that. The best new cars and trucks and SUVs for the year, according to Consumer Reports. You've seen this? The Toyota.
Yeah.
What's the bet? Is it the Toyota again, right?
Yeah, it's the Japanese seem to have. I think it's all very, you have to look at it from different people's points of view. I mean, on your farm, I'm sure a small little Toyota hatchback doesn't work out so well for you.
Not at all.
So it's perspective. It's all perspective. If you live in the city, certain cars work. I mean, they look at it from the longevity, from those sort of things. But for me, you know, though it doesn't work for me, it does work for you, and et cetera, et cetera. So they're looking at them from certain perspectives. But the Japanese seem to win, definitely when it comes to longevity.
All right, let's talk about your used car that you're not using. The prices are on used cars are up like 9-10%, right?
Yes, 10%. If you have a car sitting there because you're working from home or you have an extra car sitting in the driveway, go cash it in right now. Up 10% used cars. And because those chips aren't being manufactured, new cars are at a slowdown. So go sell it. Make some money.
Yeah, they're all looking for it. All these dealers are looking for cars to sell. All right. Here's the word of advice from a man who knows his way around. He's our auto expert at our auto.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.